Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayta, Masech de Saita, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Heinef, Vehigish. The coin together with the Saita, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, waves the Karban Mincha, and then only the coin is going to take the Klisharis from her hand, and he brings it to the Mizbeach, to the Keren Marovis, the Roimis of the Mizbeach. Komatz, he does Kmitza. So, if you weren't with us in Masechtas Menachos, what is Kmitza? Kmitza was Me'avoida Koshes Shebebeis HaMikdash. It was a difficult thing to physically do. Basically, the Kayin had to, like, use his three middle fingers, fold it over his palm, it became like a scoop. Then he put his hands into the Mincha, then he would have to use the two fingers that he didn't fold, the thumb and the little finger, to remove the pieces that were, like, protruding from the sides. Whatever remained inside his hand is the kametz. And the act of doing this is called kmitza. So kametz, and then vehikter, he burns it on the mizbeach. V'hashar nechal l'kayhanim. V'shar means the part of the mincha that didn't come up with the kmitza, that's eaten by the kayhan. Zok de mishnah. There's a machlokes exactly what the order was over here. This tana holds hayamashka, first the kayhan. Gives her the water to drink, and then he's makar the carbon mincha. That means everything. The tenufa, the hagosha, bringing the klisharis to the mizbeach, the kmitza and the haktara. Rav Shimon says, this is the order. Makar v'sminchasa. First, he's makar the mincha. The achar kach yamashka. And then he gives her the water to drink. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'achar yishke se'isha samayim. Afterwards, he shall give the woman the water to drink. Was a machlokes haradash in the psukim over here. You can see the Batanura who discusses it. Im hishka v'achakach hikar ves minchasa, even of Shimon would be moider, that if he first gave her the water to drink, and then he was makir the mincha, l'maisik sheir it's kasha. That should have not been the order l'chatchila, but b'diavad it's kasha. So we learned in our Mishnah, the kayan does the tenufa together with the isha, then there's the approach to the mizbeach, the kmitza, the haktara. And what's left besides the kmitza and the haktara, besides went up on the kaimitz and was burnt on the mizbeach, is eaten by the kaihanim. The first tana holds. First, she drinks the water, and afterwards they're makar of the mincha. Shimon says the other way around. Shimon is moida b'di'evet. She first drank the water, and then they were makar of the mincha. It is kosher. All right, here's the whole pasuk. If you want, you can go on to the next mishnah, but if you want, you can listen. Here's the whole pasuk. But kametz hakayim in a minchas haskeras of a hikter amizbeach. Kayim does the kmitza from the mincha. It's makter on the mizbeach. The achar yashke se'isha samay. Zokter of Shimon, what's the pasuk saying? First comes the haktar of the mincha, and afterwards, you give her the water to drink. What do the chachamim hold? So if you want, you can take out a chumish bamidbar, kapitel hey, pasuk chav gimel. Three times the Torah says she drinks the water. In Pasuk of Gimel, I'll read parts of the Pesukim. It says, V'chasa v'sa'ala se'ila ha'koyin v'sefer imochal me'amar. Koyin writes down the olais v'sefer, and it's erased. Pasuk of Dalet, here's the first time. It says, V'hishka se'isha es me'amar ma'amar. Okay. Let's go to Pasuk of Heina. V'loka ha'koyin v'yad isha es mincha sakanois, v'heina v'semichof ne'ashem, v'hikr v'yisal mizbeach. Nothing about drinking in Pasuk of Heina. Pasuk of Vav. That's the second time the pasuk says yashke se'isha, and here it says after the mincha. Pasuk of Zayin, a third time vehishke samayim. Three times the Torah says she drinks. What's going on here? According to the Chachamim, the first vehishkir was before they were makter the Torahs, and that's the main one. That's where the Chachamim hold. She drinks the water before they're makter the mincha. What do you mean? But after the makter the mincha, the pasuk says v'achar yashka. Afterwards, she's given to drink. That's just teaching us that she's supposed to drink really before the haktara, but she's supposed to drink after. It doesn't mean after the mincha. It means after the megillah is erased in the water. Only after it's erased, there's nothing left from the ksav on the megillah. That's when she drinks. What about the third time? The third time teaches us that if the megillah was erased, and the Soita says she's not drinking, at this point she doesn't have the choice. We begged her till now. But now it's too late. Now she's forced to drink. I just want to clarify. If she admits that she's tummy, that she's guilty, she won't drink, even at this point. But if she says plain, no, I'm not drinking. She doesn't admit she's tummy, but I'm not drinking, now it's too late. We'll see more about that, Be'er Zashem, in the next Mishnah. Okay, what does Rav Shimon do with these three drinkings? So the one in Pasuk Chavav, V'achar Yashka, okay, look, read the Pasuk Chavav. Remarker of the Mincha, and afterwards she drinks. Okay, but there's a V'hishka before that. There's a Hishka in Pasuk Chavdalet, that's before they were Makar the Mincha. That's to teach me that if b'di'evet she first drank and then they were makar of the mincha, it's kosher. Okay, what about the third one? Third one is the same as the chachanim. That teaches us that if the Megillah was already erased and then the Sita says that she can't drink, then she's going to have to drink even against her will.